blacksmith make a sword for me, such as none did ever see. For ancient symbols of majesty have power in troubled times. Blacksmith, make me a magic sword, one that will make me the valley's lord, whom folk will hail with one accord, to save them from their crimes. Seeing he would not be deterred, the blacksmith took him at his word, and pondered long on what he'd heard about this would-be lord. He pumped the fire and he made his start, melted iron in the fire's heart. But he named the steel with an older art, the Arizona sword. He chanted words to the blazing mix of ancient red men's and white men's tricks, to draw a spirit and purpose fixed in what the blade would feel. The iron laws from nature's hand, the ruthless will of the desert land, the freedom no one can command, and cast that thought in steel. And when the blacksmith's work was done, the new sword gleamed like the setting sun. All down the blade did the old runes run, a warning plain to see. The steel was grained like the finest wood, a full yard long and more it stood. The runes read, I serve but the good of life and liberty. The hilt set in copper wire, a phoenix rose up from the fire. A copper star within the fire rayed out copper cords. The grip was like a saguaro made, the clasp a moon in quartz and jade. In truth, like to no other blade was the Arizona sword. Blacksmith, well have you served my cause, this shall aid me to make the laws. The guards are shaped like cougar's paws, in truth like none I've seen. The price is steep but I shall not carp, shall sing more praise than a minstrel's harp. Ye gods, that blade is razor sharp, for a symbol very keen. And cheap she'll be if I strike you dead. The blacksmith promptly turned and fled. The lordling laughed and shrugged instead, and went out to meet his horde. He cried out, this is the day foretold, just one hand now this land shall hold. For in this sign will I rule, behold, the Arizona sword. No more argument shall we find, but all hereafter shall be inclined to just one purpose and just one mind. Thus do I mean to do. Now go you forth and take the land. The sword heard well his first command. She lunged and twisted in his hand, and fell and ran him through. Thank you. say the sword vanished clean away, for none has heard of it since that day. But seek it wisely and find ye may. Take care, would-be lord. Beware, ye tyrant, beware, ye fool, for who is the master and who the tool? Ye may well serve, but ye shall not rule. The air is